I'm so glad that we can come. The Bible said where two or three are gathered together in his name, he said there I will be in the midst.
Amen. Yes.
And I have felt his presence. I felt him, and knowing that he is with us.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
We've got more than that.
That's right. I passed by. We was up. Me and my wife was going to the Dothan, I believe it was, and there was a big, beautiful brick church on the right. And then I thought about this little, small building here. Wonderful sign saying Church of God.
Yes.
And I told my wife, I said, now, that beautiful building over there, it might be beautiful and big, but if they're void of the Spirit, if they're void of Jesus,
yes,
that don't mean nothing.
That's right.
I said, they can come over here into this little humble place here.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. And joy. And we know the Lord is here with us.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Just like I said, I done felt the Spirit of the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
And I thank the Lord.
Yeah.
I tell somebody, I don't, you know, crowds, I like, you know, numbers, good, great numbers, but that's not important. I want the Lord to be here. I'd rather be having two or three Christians gathered in the Lord's name than 2,000 or 3,000 in the devil's name.
That's right.
Amen. So I'm so blessed to be a part of this greatness tonight. Amen. And I'm glad we all are here. And I'm glad that we can declare the great news. This is good news. I have no sad news to tell you tonight. If you came for sad news, you're at the wrong place. Amen. The only thing I have is good news.
Amen.
The word of the Lord.
Yes.
From Genesis to Revelation.
Praise
God. Brother Bruno used to say, eat the whole book up. Amen. Meaning, amen. Every word is pure. Every word is truth. Every word is inspiration and inspiring to us. And we thank the Lord for that. So do pray for us as we deliver, because, amen, I don't care how long I've been preaching or how long I've been carrying the word of the Lord. It's a fearful thing. Amen. I don't get so used where I can just get up here and just say anything or do anything. Amen. I'm nervous. Praise God. Amen. I don't have no notes down and trying to figure out all what I'm going to say, but I just pray. Amen. And let the Lord give me what I need. Amen. And what we all need. Praise God. I cannot put my sermon, amen, as I tell the folks back in North Carolina, on the sign. Somebody say, a week from Sunday, they say, what are you going to preach Sunday? I said, I don't know. Amen. I don't know. I get it fresh from the press. Praise God. Whatever the Lord have me to say, I say. Sometimes I think I got it. When I stand up here, then the Lord changed it altogether.
Oh, yes.
Praise God. So we have to be led by the Spirit.
Oh, yes.
That's how we operate. Amen. We just don't have something just cut and dry.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. But we'll be led by the Holy Spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. So I want to, got a word for us tonight. Praise God. Amen. Just thinking about how so many people, amen, don't want to go God's way and get into heaven, but they have their own way. They want to do like they want to do, and amen, and carry themselves like they want to carry it and think they can get to heaven. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, this is the roadmap here from earth to glory is the word of the Lord. Amen. We can't make no shortcuts. Amen. Sometimes we can go travel and somebody say this is the best route to go to Alabama. This is the best route to go to North Carolina. Amen. And then we try to go that short route and what we call the best route. But I'm here to tell you, amen, we're going to have to live a dedicated life. It's no shortcuts to heaven. Amen. Praise God. We got to live this word. Amen, and that's the only thing going to help us to get there. How many know the Lord ain't going to accept us if we ain't walking the walk, if we ain't in and doing the will of God, living his word. Amen. Like they do sometime in the grocery store. You know, if that meat ain't approved by the government, amen, it's no good. They can't sell it. Amen. They have to have that USDA approval. Amen. For that meat to be sold. Come on. And the same thing with us as Christians. The Lord have to put his approval on our lives. Amen. He put that USDA approval on us. And then that make us, amen, knowing that God approve us. He'll accept us. Praise ye the Lord. And he don't accept no kind of ungodliness. He don't accept, amen, raggedy lives. Amen. Only but the pure in heart shall see God. Amen. And we're going to read here in the book of, amen, Genesis, the 11th chapter. And we're going to read verses 1 through 9 because this is a situation here where folks was trying to build a tower to heaven. Amen. Trying to go another kind of way. Amen. It ain't but one way. Praise God. I said it ain't nothing but one way. And that's the way of the Lord. We got to live a free from sin life. We got to live a holy life, praise God. So many people, I say, want to go other ways and do other things. But I'm here to tell you we got to go by the book, praise God. Amen. They trying to find, amen, new ways and new avenues to get to heaven, praise God. And new routes, praise God. Amen. This is the route right here. Praise you, the Lord. Amen. Don't let nobody deter you from your greatness and your walk with God. Don't let nobody hinder you. Don't let nobody try to show you another way. Amen. We live in a time now, folks, trying to come up with new gospel and new ways and changing. And we know those old standard. We know the old timey way. It works. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. I'm not looking for nothing else. Praise God. I'm satisfied with what I have. Amen. In Jesus Christ tonight. Yeah. Yeah. Praise God. He doing what he say he would do. Amen. When I need him, he's there. Yeah. Praise God all the time. Praise God. When I need a healer, praise God. He show up and he show out. Amen. Ain't God good? When I need a deliverer, praise God. He's there to deliver me from my sins and all unrighteousness. Yes. And praise you the Lord. Whatever I need, God have it. Amen. I ain't got to go outside the box for nothing. Praise God. Anything I need, he's there. Praise God. And that's why I love to serve him. That's why I don't mind serving him and living closely and walking closely by his side. Praise God. Because when I stand in front of the Lord, I don't want him to say, you know what, you're a little short here. Praise God. You a little slack here. You didn't just do like you need to do. You, amen, I got a lot of blunders here. Praise God. But if you go God's way, amen. When you follow him and his procedure, amen, things going to work all right. Amen. Amen. God's way works every time. Amen. So don't try to be tricky and trying to find another way to heaven. Yeah. Hey, come on. Come on. The Lord showed them something, didn't he? Through the word of the Lord. See how God works? Yeah, amen. Any other way ain't going to work. The Lord will stop it.
Yes, that's true.
Won't he? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hello? Let's see what the word say now. The Bible says, and the whole earth was on one language and of one speech.
Amen.
Yeah.
And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar. And they dwell there. And they said one to another, go to make bricks. They're trying to work now. They're trying to build the tower to heaven. So one is given instruction. It said, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick and stone, and slime had they for mortar. So they trying to progress. They trying to get everything laid out.
Yeah.
Amen. Get the mortar made. Praise God. Get the bricks and ready to do the construction. Praise God. But the Bible says, and they said, go to and let us build a city and a tower whose top may what? Reach unto heaven. Amen. Come on now. My Lord. Folks trying to get to heaven any kind of way, but it ain't going to work.
Yes.
Amen. It said, now let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make a name lest to be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower,
yes,
which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, amen. He's getting ready to get it straight.
Yes.
You know, sometimes when things get out of order, the Lord will show up. He'll get things straight.
Yes.
And now he's getting ready to get things straight here. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Praise God. Amen. He's trying to work some evil imaginations, but the Lord is displeased. So the Bible said, now, go to let us go down there and confound their language,
amen,
that they may not understand the other speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the, amen, face of the earth. And they left all to build the city.
Amen.
And the Bible said, therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord didn't there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth. Amen. Let us say he stopped,
yeah,
the work. Amen. When things is not done by God, when the Lord don't have his approval, sometimes we start trying to do things like we want to do it.
Right.
Amen. But the Lord will stop the work.
Yes.
Amen. You will not prosper. Look at God. Amen. The Lord knew. He just didn't just snatch those guys and just throw them off the job. Amen. But the Bible said he confound their language. Amen. The Lord knows how to stop the operation. The Lord knows how to stop the campaign. When things ain't done right, the Lord knows how to do it. Look how he did. He didn't go in and call the police department. He didn't go and handcuff them. But he confound their language where they weren't able to communicate. Praise God. Ain't God good? Amen. They had one language, but then the Lord made another language. Praise God. Made a language where they couldn't have no, amen, no connection. Praise God. The builder, amen, that's down on the ground, I can imagine, he said, now give me another 10 bricks up here so I can go ahead and build this wall. But look at God. I said, look at God. Ain't God good? Praise God. Amen. When he said in the other language, amen, they didn't understand that. Amen. He may have been saying, a lot of little someone not to see. Amen. Didn't understand. See, he's in another language. So there was no communication. The bricks couldn't come up. The mortar couldn't go up. Amen. Because their language was confounded. Praise God. So I'm so glad God knows how to stop it. Praise ye the Lord. Yes, he just know that was a miracle how he did that. Praise yes. God. It got them all confused.
Yes.
Amen. Now they don't know how to communicate. Nothing is going because they don't know what the word brick mean now. They don't know what the word mortal mean now.
Amen.
Amen. They was all confused. So the job had to stop.
Amen.
Praise God. So I'm trying to tell you, amen, when you trying to use another route or trying to go around God's plan and you start trying to plan something and you start trying to get something done and it's not and if God don't have his approval, it will not work. He'll stop it. Hey, ain't God good in here? So the tower couldn't go up. Amen. Amen. See? Amen, because God wasn't for it.
Yes.
I want to see if God is for you, who can be against you?
Yes.
Praise God. When you do it God's way, it's going to work. It's going to prosper.
Yes.
Amen. Things going to, amen,
yes.
Be done in the righteous manner.
Yes.
So I'm here to tell you this day, this night, in the fear of the Lord. Amen. Let's do it the way that God has it. Let's go by his recipe. Let's go by his diagram and his blueprint, praise God. Don't try to fix it, amen. Just go by it, amen. The Lord blessed me to build a chapel there in Durham, North Carolina. And I thank God we had to get some blueprints. We had to get some plans, praise God, amen, to know how to construct the building. Amen. And that's, I call that the Bible. Sometimes I have people to come, contractors to come, and they try to say, oh, you don't have to do it like that. You can just do it like this, trying to alter the plan. No, we got to go by the Bible. We got to go by the blueprint. We got to go by what the architect, praise God. Amen. And I had to pay him. I ain't talking about no little bit of money either. Pay them big money to write them plans and draw those plans. And we all got to go by the plan. So don't try to alter, young man. Amen. Let's do it what the plan calls for. Amen. Amen. Then you won't get yourself in trouble. So I'm here to tell you tonight, let's do it what it called for. Praise God. Then you won't get yourself in trouble. Praise God. This is the word of the Lord. This will work. Praise God. Amen. Anything that you're trying to do, the Lord will put a stop to it.
Yes.
Amen. He'll allow you to not able to communicate. He'll allow you not able to proceed. You won't be able to make that thing work, praise God. So I'm here to tell you tonight in the fear of the Lord, amen, if you want to go to heaven, amen, heaven is a holy place, filled with glory and with grace.
Yes.
Sin can never enter there. Amen. So if you trying to go, amen, and you ain't prepared and you ain't living up to par and you ain't doing God's will, praise God, it will not work.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Let's see, Law.
Amen.
You know, you read over there in Psalms and sometime when there was some powerful scripture at the end, it says Selah.
Yes, Lord.
That
yes.
means pause and meditate.
Yes.
Amen. And that's what I want you to do. We're doing a Selah break. Let this intercede into your spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Because, amen, if you ain't doing it God's way, amen, and following his procedure, it's not going to work. So now those folks, amen, they got embarrassed. The work had to cease. The work had to stop. Amen. And the Bible says, so the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of the earth. And they left off to build the city. It said, therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth.
Yes.
And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad
yes.
upon the face of the earth.
Amen.
He didn't only stop the construction, but he scattered them from the face of the earth.
Yes.
Amen. So the Lord don't play.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He'll stop it right in the track. Praise God. Sometimes we do things, and sometimes the Lord allow things to happen. He'll allow calamities to come. He'll allow things to happen and show us that we are out of order. Praise God. And we need to recognize. Yes. Praise God. And that's why it's so vital and important that we walk circumspectly. Yes. Amen. Walk carefully. Amen. Make sure that everything you do, God, amen, is involved. And he have his approval. Yes. Praise God. He don't. I'm here to tell you, he don't have you backing up. He don't have you going sideways. He have you going straight.
That's right.
Amen. No crook. No crooked. Amen. Just straight. Straight is the gate, praise God, to this city. Amen. And I thank the Lord tonight, praise God. Amen. When we, amen, trying to go to heaven. Amen. Let's turn now to John, praise God. Praise God. St. John, the fourth chapter. St. John, the fourth chapter. And we want to read that third verse. And if you get it, you can go ahead and read it for me, please. That's St. John 4:3. All right. St. John 4:3. It says,
he left Judea, and departed again into Galilee. And he must...
No. That's, excuse me, sis. I don't mean 4. I mean 14. I think it's 14:3. Is that 14:3? Amen. Praise God.
And if I go and prepare a place for you?
Yes, that's it. That's what I want. Amen. How many know Jesus? He's the one going to get us to heaven.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen. We the Lord said he's preparing a place for us. Amen. And he's the one making the city. You know, we're saying that song. There is a city. Let's go to the city. This is the city that the Lord is preparing. He don't need, amen, slackers and sinners to build his city. Amen. That's why he stopped that. That you going the wrong way. And sometimes we got to be careful, because you got people that will deceive you and make you feel that you, amen, going to heaven, and they telling you, amen, another foreign recipe. Mm-hmm. Amen. And we got to watch that as young people and old people. Amen. When you in this way, we know this is the truth.
Yes.
And we know this is the light.
Yes.
We know this works. Yes. So don't let nobody try to convince you. And let nobody try to make you feel, no, that you need to come over here. This is how it really works. Amen. This how you really go to heaven right here. No. I'm going to listen to what the words say. Amen. The Lord is preparing a place for prepared people. He preparing a place for you and I. And he said, what, Sister Doris?
I will come again.
Reach toward our way at the beginning.
And if I go and prepare a place for you.
The Bible said, if I go and prepare a place for you,
I will come again.
I will come again.
And receive you unto
who?
Myself. That where I am.
That where I am.
There ye may be also.
You can be right there with the Lord. Amen. You can be there also. He's preparing a place. And that place is in the Father's house.
Yes.
The Bible said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Mm-hmm. If it was not so, I would have told you. He said, I'm going to prepare a place.
Yes.
Thank the Lord for that place. Amen. I'm going to prepare a place. And if I go and prepare a place, I will what? Come back. I will come again and receive you unto myself.
Amen.
And that's what we're looking for. The only thing we got to do is just somebody ask a preacher, say, how you get to heaven? Amen. Take a right and keep straight. Amen. You will enter heaven.
Yeah.
All these left turns and left shoes and left all. Amen. That don't get you nowhere.
No.
But I tell you, you just keep straight.
Yeah.
Live for God. Follow his procedure. It works.
Yeah.
Amen. How many know it works in here tonight?
Amen.
Amen. How you know it worked? I tried it.
That's right.
Amen. I ain't got to go and read the newspaper and see, is it working? I know it works.
Yes.
Praise God. Whatever the Lord said he would do, he would do what he said he would do.
Yes.
Exceedingly abundant above that we can ask God things.
That's right.
Amen. 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 It ain't nothing he can't do. Praise God. I get excited now. I'm excited now. Talking about the greatness of the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. Matthew. Let's turn to Matthew now. Praise ye the Lord. The seventh chapter of Matthew. Amen. Pray for us. Ain't the Lord good in this place?
Amen.
Amen. Matthew, the seventh chapter. And we want to read, amen, the 21st verse. Amen. The Bible says, not everyone that say unto you, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will, praise God. Ain't God good? He that doeth the will of my Father which in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we cast out devils? And in thy name, praise God, many wonderful works. We did a lot of wonderful works. Amen. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. I never knew you. Because you didn't have, amen, proper permit. Praise God. Amen. You know, you can't just construct a building and don't have a permit. Praise ye the Lord. They want things by code, but I think Sister Baxter told me here in this Alabama area, they didn't have to have permits. But you go to North Carolina, you have to have permits to build a building. And it got to be approved by the city and their ordinance. Ain't God good?
Amen.
But I'm here to tell you, all these wonderful works you're doing, amen, the Lord ain't going to put his proof on it if you ain't doing it, amen, in his will. Praise God.
Yes.
It said, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, amen, ye that work iniquity.
Amen.
Praise God. We don't want the Lord to say that. Amen. We don't want the Lord, amen, to tell us, amen, depart from me. Praise God. The Bible said, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter. You got a lot of people saying, Lord, Lord. You got a lot of people saying they're Christians. You got a lot of people saying they are children of God.
Yes.
But their lives are wicked.
Yes.
They live in raggedy lives.
Yes.
Amen. It's sad. They can't get along with nobody. Praise God. It's bad when you got love and I got love and we supposed to be saints of God and we got division. Something wrong in it. Praise
right.
God. God don't like that.
Amen.
You can't go to that heaven. Amen. He gonna tell you where I am, you cannot come.
That's
praise
right.
God. We got to get it together down here. Praise ye the Lord. Some people are just praying, and I want to go to heaven when I leave, and I want to do this, and I want to do that. You ain't going nowhere if you ain't getting along with one another.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because people think they can live and do anything just because they call on the name of the Lord. But I tell you what, it takes a dedicated life. Amen. It takes genuine love. Praise God, to love everybody. Yeah. Ain't a God good in this place.
Amen.
Praise God. And I tell you what, to get to heaven, we all going to have to be on one accord.
That's
praise
right.
God. If we ain't on one accord down here, we ain't going up there. Praise God. Ain't the Lord good. Praise God. So that's what I want to let. We all know, amen, heaven is a holy place. But we, and it said heaven is a holy place. And what?
Filled
with glory
and
with grace. And sin can never enter there. Praise God. You might as well clean it up.
Amen.
Clean it up now. Amen. My dad used to have me feeding the hogs. That was my job, to feed the hogs. Amen. I'm going to move this out the way. Praise God.
Amen.
It's right there. But anyway, that was my job, to feed the hogs. I remember he used to buy those 100-pound bags of feed in them burlap bags. These folks in Alabama know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Praise God. And them bags is heavy.
Oh, yeah.
But I was a young, strong man because I could lift weights. I lift weights in school, and I was strong and tough. I can't do it now.
Okay.
Praise God. But I put a 100-pound bag on one side and another 100-pound bag. Amen. And take it to the hog pen and put it in that big barrel. But my dad was a pretty stingy guy. Amen. Well, what he did, he said, now what I want you to do, he said, after you pour that feed in that barrel, I want you to turn that bag inside out.
Okay.
Amen. The little crust and feed,
yep.
Amen, that's in there, you shake that in the bucket too. Praise God. So he wants all his money worth.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. And I thought about that. I said, you know, we need a good cleansing. Sometimes we need to let the Lord just turn us inside out. Praise God. Like that gun lap back and just shake all that stuff out. You know, that stuff that you had hidden in the corner that you didn't think nobody saw. Amen. Amen. That stuff that you done swept under the rug. Praise God. Everything looked clean. That rug looked so nice. It's clean. But just if you pull it up, sister, my Lord. Dust and everything under the rug. But I want the Lord to clean us up. Because I want the Lord to take the rug, just pull the rug all the way up. Praise God. Amen. You might as well get it done. And you might as well now get it done. Praise God. Because if it's not, the Lord see that. I'm talking about trying to get to heaven the right way. Amen. Don't try to build your own tower. Amen. I'm going to do it like I want to do it.
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to get to heaven my way. But I don't want to tell you ain't going nowhere.
Yes.
Amen. Time to clean house.
Yes.
It's time to be ready when the Lord comes. Do y'all know the Lord is coming?
Yes.
And he already came for a lot of people individually.
Okay.
When death comes, the Lord just came for you.
Yes.
Amen. You out of here. Praise God. So I just want to make sure that everything is pleased in my life.
Yes.
So when that day comes, I want to be ready to meet the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Do you know, in order to meet the Lord, we have to live. You don't hear a lot of people preach this a lot now. A free from sin life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we got to make sure that we are living 100%. How can you do that, Pastor? Amen. We must realize that we must live a life of purity. Praise God. We must live a life following Jesus. Praise God. How many know sin will put you out of the camp? But repentance will bring you in.
Yes.
Amen. That was a good lesson we was brought out by Sister Doris this morning.
Amen.
And there was that word repent. And there was a question asked. And our young people answered that question. What do repent? Repentance mean? Amen. Repentance means that you come into the Lord and you let the Lord know I'm sorry for my sins. And I need forgiving.
Praise
I need forgiveness. I need you to make me a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. Amen. What new mean? New mean that I ain't doing them old things that I used to do. Amen. Them old pals, them old ways, them old action, them old attitudes. Praise God. It got to be thrown out. Praise God. The Lord ain't going to sanction that. Like I said earlier, he will not put his USDA approval on raggedy lies. Praise God. I'm a preacher in Alabama. I'm going to preach it in North Carolina. I will preach it in Miami. I will preach it everywhere I go.
Yes.
Praise God. Raggedy lies doesn't pay.
That's right.
Amen. Yes. We got to live a holy life.
Amen.
Amen. What holy mean? Holy just don't mean just rolling on the floor and foaming at the mouth. Praise God. And saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I done seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
You can call on Jesus. You can call his name. But if it ain't coming from a pure heart, it don't mean you no good.
Right.
Amen. We got to live this thing.
Yeah.
Praise God. We can't just talk it. And we got to make sure, amen, that the Lord is in us and we are in him.
Amen.
Praise God. I want to just sing a verse of this song here. Amen. About sin. Sin can never enter there. Praise God. Amen. It's a... And, you know, the Lord didn't accept it over 2,000 years ago, and he's not accepting it today. Amen. 406.
Do you have a particular verse you want to sing?
Yes, brother. Verse 1 and verse 2. Matter of fact, just do all the verses. Yes. Amen. Amen. Let us sing. Amen. Sin can never enter there. And let us stand while we sing this song. Amen. If anyone tonight see that they may have something in their lives that the Lord will not approve, He will not accept that.
Yes.
Praise God. Romans 12:1. That scripture says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Him. Amen. So, you know, you got to live a life that He accepts. Amen. Because man accepts anything. As long as you shake His hand and put some money in His back pocket, He good. Amen. But Lord ain't that way. We got to live a holy life. Amen. And we can't have no sin there.